The summary of tonight's majlis, tonight's Taraweeh, is that most of the events that taken place in these surahs regarding the different battles. But look at the Muslims with all that. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a very big lesson. How you should behave with your enemies. How you should behave with your enemies. But with all the battles they were facing, but there was no such thing as dishonesty. There was no such thing as breach of trust going away. There was no such thing as going against the promise. Now this is what we are supposed to know, that what lesson we derive from these things. Look, in a battlefield, usually with all the things that's happening there, one, it is difficult to one to keep to his promise. Yet here it was like this, that they went against the treaty of Hudaybiyah. But yet Nabi Karim Sultan kept to his word, and he made sure he did not go against his word. But that is a very important thing for a Muslim. It is haram for us to go against a promise, even against a non-Muslim. Muslim and a non-Muslim. Once we give a word to someone, we have to keep it. It's haram for us to go against that word. Look, the Sahabas at one time in a battlefield, they thought they had so much, they were thinking now that, you know, we are very strong now, we got so much of weapons, we got this too. When this kind of thoughts came in the heart of the Sahaba, Allah did not like it. Because your mind and heart will be towards me. Victory belongs to me. No matter how much you can have, all the means, you can use all the means. Teaching us a very big lesson here, that you use your means the correct way. But your heart must be relied on Allah Ta'ala. There's no such thing as relying on your goods, on your weapons, and the rest of it. Weapons are all there, but you have to have trust in me. And there's no such thing as minority and majority. Numbers neither Allah Ta'ala is not there, even in a small amount too. And Allah's madad comes in because you have trust in him, and automatically they will be victorious. There's no such thing as numbers. Today when we do something, we have to let, we trust on the means, not Allah Ta'ala. There's no such thing as trusting on means. That means can go tomorrow. Most important, use the correct means to do the correct thing. But have trust in Allah. Whatever it is, have trust in Allah Ta'ala. So the Sahaba, they thought now that we got so much of arms and ammunition, now there's not such thing to worry about. We win the battle this or that. Allah Ta'ala is not like it. When they went to the battlefield, it so happened that the opposition was very, very strong too. They had a lot of, they were more stronger, three times more stronger. But because they spoke like this, they could not battle. They had to go back. They were going back. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Abbas radiallahu anhu, tell them to come away again. Because one of the great, worst thing is to run away from a battlefield, to put their back. So straight away they called the Sahaba and came back. Just to teach them and them a lesson, that do not rely on what is the world, is rely on me. I am the one that gives you everything. Teaching us also that we must not rely on our worldly things. You know, Allah Ta'ala gives us. That's more important. That's why another thing is to keep your word. When you say something, you must do it. You don't do it. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدُ اللَّهُ لِنْ أَعْتَانَ مِنْ فَضْلِنَا نَسْتَدَّقَنَّ وَنَكُونَنَا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Many of us, when Allah Ta'ala gives them through His grace, remember whatever Allah Ta'ala gives is through His grace. You must never think that you did something. You must be coming from Allah Ta'ala. Your hard work is nothing. Only Allah gives you. You must know so many people in this world. They got all the things, but they're not getting anything with all the knowledge. And you got no knowledge that Allah Ta'ala is giving everything. It's because of His mercy, His grace. So when Allah Ta'ala gives people certain things, then a place like this, I mean, when Allah Ta'ala gives a lot of person, a lot of money. You got no money, but say, Ya Allah, if you give me money, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do this, and all kind of things I'll do. So Allah Ta'ala says, well, I'll give it to you. The moment Allah Ta'ala gives him them, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَيْنْ أَعْتَانَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَسْتَدَّقَنَّ مِنْ كُنَّا مِنْ صَالِحِينَ. We will give charity, we will do this, all the big things we talk about. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِالْتُنَانْتَ to the iron net. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِالْتُنَانْتَ. The moment we give them the thing, they begin to be misers now. They forgot the promise they made of Allah Ta'ala. وَتَوَلَّوَ مُعَنُوا مُعْرِضُونَ, and they go against their word and promise them. That is Allah Ta'ala not like. Because you asked me, I gave it to you. That one person in the town of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a very poor person. He told Nabi Karim, Ya Rasul, give me to me, make dua at Allah to give you a lot of wealth. Nabi Karim said, why don't you stay like me? One day I eat, one day I don't eat. And you know when Rasulullah said something, you must abide to it. But he said, yeah, then he went away. After some time, he came to the Rasulullah and said, why don't you make dua and Allah give you so much wealth? I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do that. Nabi Karim said, now you've got a good intention. Let me make dua. Allah Ta'ala gave him. And he was a person who did not miss one namaz of Nabi Karim. Every namaz of Rasulullah said, he did not miss one majlis of Nabi Karim. But when Allah Ta'ala gave him wealth, day after he became so rich that it became difficult for him to stay in Madinah al Munawwara. He had to go in the outskirts, and now he became more big, richer. There's no namaz. Every namaz of Nabi Karim, there was no namaz of Nabi Karim besides Asr namaz. After slowly, gradually became even more richer, then Asr namaz was also gone. Then gradually, one day, when Nabi Karim was in Jummah time, he saw that he was not there. He said, where is that person? Ya Rasul, he is so busy in the world. We were so hurt. And that time Allah Ta'ala sent the ayat on, خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِ صَدَقَةً تُطَحِّرُهُمْ zakat. When zakat came out, Nabi Karim sent the few people to ask for zakat. He sent to him also. The moment he sent to him and asked for zakat, instead of giving two hands happily, because who made dua for him? He forgot who made dua for him too. He forgot the company of Nabi Karim. He began to argue with the Sahabi, what is this? What you coming out with this tax and all the rest of it to? That moment he spoke like this and went to know Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasul was so hurt. And when you hurt Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who hurt Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala, immediately he must know Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that amongst you people who take a pledge, that through my grace I'll give you everything, but the time when you give them, they forget all the promises and they become stingy and miserly. Then فَعَصَبُهُمْ نِفَاقٍ. Because of that hypocrisy, Allah says that Allah takes the iman away. Allah will protect us. They go iman away. So just imagine that person was so close to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he wanted the world, and the person look, stay in the way I like to stay. So many times people want to speak up something, but they don't know that it's not good for them. Whatever condition Allah keeps them, that is the best condition for you. To make dua Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Amal Kani, Tawfiq, Nasli, Firmah, Wa Akhir Da'am, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wa Aqibat al-Muttaqeen. Wa Salatu wa Salam, Wa Sayyidina al-Muslim, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi. Wa Ala Alayhi wa Sahabi al-Bahim. Rabbana Atmin Lana Nurana. Wa Fil Lana Inna Kala Kushin. Fatir al-Samawati. Anta Wali fi al-Dunya wa al-Akhir. Tawafani al-Muslim wa al-Hakim al-Salihin. Rabbil Allahumma nas'aluka rida'aka wa al-Jannah. ونعوذ بك من سخطك والله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه برحمتك يا رب.